welcome everybody to this episode of Keeping It True by You LSU Tigers. Now, this one is, of course, a fun one as the Tigers are coming off of a series win against a powerful Arkansas team. They are currently ranked unanimously the number one team in the nation as you go into your final weekend of SEC baseball play. Of course, on this episode of Keeping It True by You LSU Tigers, in every episode, we look at the biggest events going on campus or around the LSU program and let you know, of course, some of the smaller ones as well. My name is Donald. I host this in every episode, and let's go ahead and get into it. So, as we stated, you're the number one team in the nation, and we're at the final series of SEC play. Now, you're going to face South Carolina, which, of course, for those of you who may not have been paying attention, is now managed by Paul Maneri, of course, LSU's legendary manager. And now you have a situation to where you have a fun little aspect between the two teams. You have the fact that LSU does still need to perform, believe it or not, this weekend to put themselves in the strongest position possible at the SEC tournament, but they also have South Carolina, who may want to just play spoiler and potentially boost their ability to further recruit going into the offseason. So as of now, LSU is the second ranked team in SEC standings. That puts them in a pretty strong position, but not invincible. Excuse me, actually they are the third. Let me be very clear. They are currently third behind Arkansas and Texas by technicality. Now, this is where things get interesting. Arkansas is playing Tennessee this weekend, and Tennessee is at tied position of seventh. So Tennessee being 15-12 in SEC play, Arkansas being 18-9, that is something that could flip with a sweep, but it would take quite an effort as Tennessee is going to Arkansas. That leaves, of course, LSU in a position where they are now one game behind Arkansas, but also holding series victories over Tennessee and Arkansas to where they would have certain tiebreakers should Tennessee win that series. So that is who you, as a LSU fan, should be rooting for this weekend to sort of guarantee yourself this top four positioning. Now, of course, this is a new SEC era, and with that, a new set of SEC tournament rules have already been announced and are going to be in play this year at the Hoover Met. So this will be a single elimination tournament compared to double elimination of years past, which means that you will be ranked in pods of four for the most importantly last four seeds in, as every team will get into this tournament. But those last eight teams total, will have to play on the first weekend, or the first series of games in this tournament. There are five rounds total. So in that first opening round, you'll have eight total teams. Then another set of four teams will have a bye. Then you have the top four teams who are automatically into the quarterfinal. That's why we've mentioned the importance of LSU maintaining their opportunity to be automatically in that quarterfinal. So if I didn't explain that terribly, I can give myself some congratulations, and hopefully you can give me those same congratulations down in the comments. Basically, LSU needs to sweep this series. There's really no reason why they wouldn't. This is a team that has not done very well. You know, Paul Maneri, with all of his coaching pedigree, he's led this team to a 5-22 SEC record. They have struggled in out-of-conference play as well. They're 27-26, have dropped some pretty bad games out of conference. And their home record, for that matter, is not too great at 22-10 in comparison to LSU at 30-5. So with that being said, what is going to be seen on this now Thursday to Saturday series will be incredibly important, but it is not without keeping your eye open for the rest of the SEC. Again, Vanderbilt, Georgia, and Auburn are all tied at one loss position behind you, followed by Tennessee and Alabama, one position behind there. So LSU could sweep this series and be tied with a Texas team that would then have to drop all games and be tied for first. However, Texas did take that series in Austin earlier this year, so we would assume that Texas would be first. But LSU could also drop as low as eighth due to having getting swept on the road at South Carolina, which would be a miracle for the South Carolina side of things and a complete nightmare for LSU. But we don't think that's going to happen, of course. And we will talk a little bit more about that, why some of those assumptions can be made, when we talk a little bit more about Jay Johnson versus Paul Maneri. Of course, these two managers getting to face each other as, you know, opposites for the first time. You know, Paul was there to celebrate the 23 national championship. Somehow that inspired him to go take a job at South Carolina. Who knows? I didn't ask. I don't know. But what I do know is that you would be unfortunate if it did not lead you to go ahead and head over to that nice little bar down beneath this video, or it's on the side, depends on where you watch, where that like, that thumbs up button is. Go ahead and hit that for me, because the algorithm is after me. We're having great success. We're growing the channel, so I must continue to feed the algorithm, and that is by following if you're over on anywhere else besides our YouTube platform. And if you're on YouTube, don't forget to hit the subscribe button. Everywhere, turn on notifications, because whenever these videos comes out, you of course want to be first to them. So now that I have appeased the algorithm, back to the video, back to some of the other things that are going on campus real quick before we get to that Jay Johnson versus Paul Maneri discussion. And that is, of course, that softball is going to be opening the NCAA regionals at Tiger Park. They are paired with Tennessee, so you would need to see Tennessee be upset in their regional for LSU to host a super. LSU, of course, is hosting in-state team Southeastern, so that will be a fun matchup and, of course, well-attended game. The rest of them are going to be some fun ones as well. Keep an eye out for that. Women's tennis has the opportunity to win a national title. They are playing in the NCAA championships, so that's going to be a great opportunity to potentially get LSU title number 53 overall. Women's tennis has not historically had many opportunities to get this far into the tournament. This is their first ever opportunity in the NCAA championship. So, of course, good luck to them, and go ahead and bring home number 53 for your LSU Fighting Tigers. Back to baseball. Jay Johnson versus Paul Maneri. This is going to be a legendary battle that a lot of people didn't think was going to be able to be possible. It is, unfortunately, legend due to record, not legend due to equal set teams. It's going to be unfortunate that Paul Maneri did not have a stronger roster. Hopefully he sticks around for a few years and you get to see this be really two legends of the game as far as skill and technicality. Just to give you all some context real quick, this is a little bit off of my script, but just to give you all some taste of what you're looking at. Jay Johnson in his first 3 years at LSU, 40-22, 54-17, 43-22. All that is, of course, capped off with a year two College World Series championship. That is compared to Paul Maneri's first 3 years at LSU, which was 29-26-1. I remember going to some of those games. Wasn't always a guarantee back then. 49-19-1 in the last year of the old box. And of course, he capped off his third year at LSU with a College World Series championship, going 56-17. So far in the early part of these two coaches' careers in Baton Rouge, it's been pretty similar. But time will tell how Jay Johnson progresses past this point. He, of course, has only had one shot at the World Series, and he has also only had one shot at a Super Regional so far. So we will need to see how he performs, should he make it there this upcoming spring. But we assume that that would be an opportunity that he has. Of course, Paul Maneri did not rebound great after his College World Series championship. Only made the College World Series one other time, of course, against Florida in 2017, where he did lose that game 3, and also took, of course, Alex Bregman twice in 2013 and 2015, but did not make it into the championship series. So you'll have to see if Jay Johnson can keep up long term, but so far the pedigree he's put on the field, as well as the ability to coach those high level talents, has proven to be successful. And one thing that's going to be important here, and I want to, you know, make sure when you're watching this series this weekend and you're sort of reliving some of those pulmonary memories, I'm sure SEC Network will, of course, hit you with every single cutaway to 2008, 2009, and all the memories that came along with that, maybe even some Bregman memories in 15, Kramer Robinson, so forth and so on. It's important to remember here that Jay Johnson is about to enter an unprecedented world of college baseball once the model switches to full ride scholarships all the way around, which we assume, of course, to be next year following the House case and that settlement coming through and the NCAA moving to full ride scholarships only. Paul Mainieri, for a lot of his time, had 11.7. And, of course, that means that he had to get a lot more Louisiana kids. He had to get a lot more people who were willing to pay out of pocket. It was a much different game of college baseball for a lot of Paul Mainieri's tenure. To see what will come for Jay Johnson now that he has not only the NIL money, but he also has just almost unprecedented access to go get talent from around the country, regardless of scholarship distribution or, you know, even need. In some cases, you of course would see a lot of Catholic high players and other predominantly either Catholic or private schools coming out of Louisiana back in the day. Not to say the talent wasn't there. Of course, Catholic is a juggernaut. There was a bit of a also financial tie to get some of those players in for quite some time, and it did benefit, of course, the LSU Fighting Tigers. But all that being remiss, you do need to now see in this particular series, if Jay Johnson slips up and gets bested by Paul Mainieri, you know, is it going to be a black eye on his ability to coach? In no way, shape, or form. But it would be quite unfortunate, I think, if somehow LSU got bounced out of that automatic qualifying to the quarterfinal in the SEC tournament, or if they, you know, really slipped up and struggled, and then now you're being ranked maybe fifth or sixth, and the conversation begins to have to happen again on, is this a top eight seed? I think after the win against Arkansas and series win overall, that sort of put that conversation on the burner. Back burner for now. I think you win one at the SEC tournament, it's almost a guarantee you're a top eight national seed. If you know, you win this series in a sweep, you may not even need that additional one win at the SEC tournament. But of course, time will tell. It's going to be a fun weekend. I'm excited to watch the games, excited to see what happens. You know, Anthony Ianson's been on an absolute tear. We'll see if he'll be able to take that on the road. This team does need some practice on the road, as, you know, obviously if you're a top eight national seed and you send it through the box, you got a way better shot to show up in Omaha. But at the same time, by the way, that's -150 if you're over on DraftKings, just so that way we get that part of the show in. Also, don't forget, Tigers are currently +600 to win the College World Series. So if you want to take that action, of course, if you're in regulation and you're of age, got to say that. We'll say it at the end of the episode as well. But just remember, don't do it if you can't. Hey, what an opportunity to get some pretty good numbers in. So keep your eye out on that. But that's just some things, of course, to focus on as you're moving into postseason baseball. Overall, the Tigers have had a very successful SEC campaign so far. It's been an entertaining one, and I think that the postseason baseball is about to ramp up and become even more of an entertaining prospect. Of course, this has been an episode of Keeping It True by You LSU Tigers. We'll be getting into some more as that baseball postseason ramps up, and of course, football is not very far from out past the horizon. So excited to see it. Go Tigers, and we will see you all on the next episode of Keeping It True by You. This has been a True Bayou Media production. This show is for entertainment purposes only and does not render legal or financial advice. Remember to bet responsibly. Distribution of this podcast is prohibited without the express written consent of True Bayou Media or its subsidiaries. Thanks for being true by us. We can't wait until next time we keep it true by you.